Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So just talk about the overall excitement. We're just, you know, a couple days out from the official grand opening. This is a long time coming.
Yes. Welcome, everybody, to the Donna M. Fernandez Amphibian and Reptile Center. This has been a very, very, very long, wonderful process. We'd like to thank everyone who's been involved in the project, and we'd like to particularly thank the state of New York and all of our donors and our local officials and everyone who's been so instrumental in making this happen. So our internal team is very grateful. We're looking forward to welcoming everyone to the new Amphibian and Reptile Center, where you can see these state-of-the-art microenvironments that have been created with the animals' needs in mind.
So a lot of old friends, but some new ones as well. The Komodo dragon is a big one, literally
yes.
Tell us about that one.
So we'd like to welcome Kedal to the Buffalo Zoo. Kedal comes to us from another zoo in the United States. He's about 4 years old. He's loving his brand new exhibit. And as he grows, he's about 5 feet long now, and we hope that he will continue to grow over the next several years. And we're excited for everyone to come see him. He's the largest lizard in the world, so he's one of our new residents. But Liza here is 34 years old. She's been at the Buffalo Zoo for a number of years, and she's got a wonderful new habitat that's specifically designed for her needs, and also for the other more than 150 reptiles and amphibians in this building. We have 25 microenvironments that are specifically designed with the animals' needs in mind, where everyone can come and learn about reptiles and amphibians. And we really want everyone to understand and overcome the misconceptions and myths that we oftentimes hear about reptiles and amphibians that simply aren't true.
And you said Kedal gets a bad rap. Tell us a little bit about his personality.
Yeah. Komodo dragons are aggressive when they need to be. They are apex predators in their environment in the wild. But each one of them has a very unique personality. And so the keepers have done a wonderful job of working with Kedal. He's responsive to training, which many people think would be unusual for a reptile. But these are very intelligent creatures. They have to exist in their environment in the wild, and our team does an absolutely spectacular job of working with all of these animals on a daily basis to make sure that we can provide for their needs. And he's great. He's a wonderful animal.
Nora, visually, what can people expect to see, how this is new this year versus when it was open a couple of years ago? Because it was closed last year, right?
Yes. We started construction a little over a year ago. And what you'll see that's different is completely renovated exhibits, completely established and designed for the animal's individual environmental needs. So what you won't see is the myriad of upgrades and necessary new structures that we had to put in this building in order to provide for the animals' needs. New water systems, new lighting, new plumbing, new electrical, new heating systems. Because these animals are cold-blooded, they require specific heat needs throughout the year, whether it's a buffalo January or a buffalo July.
Yes, those behind-the-scenes work that is really important.
Yes. The infrastructure in this building has undergone a major renovation. The individual exhibits themselves have been designed specifically for the myriad of species that you'll see in them. Some of these exhibits have 2, 3, 4 different species of animals, which is unique. Before, most of the exhibits just had one individual species.
Aside from the new building, all of the shiny new things, you know, some new animals, what does this mean for the zoo, and what does this mean for the visitors who will be checking it out?
What it means for the zoo and what it means for the visitors is yet another opportunity for us to create connections with wildlife, to help people understand the critical role that all wildlife plays in our world. But particularly for this building, it's reptiles and amphibians. And also for our guests to understand that we are working in the wild. We are contributing and participating in conservation projects in the wild. And you'll see that in this building. You'll learn about that. You'll come to understand and appreciate these animals and the unique role that they play in our ecosystem.
You mentioned misconceptions with some of these reptiles. You talked about the Komodo dragon a bit earlier, but what other misconceptions do people have about these reptiles that you think they should know about?
Well, snakes, for example. You know, most people do have a fear of snakes, and snakes play a significant role in our world. They control rodent populations. If we didn't have snakes in our world, we would be overrun by rodents. So if you see a snake, just let it go on its way. Take a step back. Yes, can they be startling? Yes, they are. But they're more scared of you than you are of them. So the best thing to do is to just let them go on their way.
Anything else?
Do you think you've convinced people not to be scared of snakes now?
I hope that I've convinced people to come and learn a little bit more about these animals, take some time in this building. This is a wonderful space to come any time of the year. In the wintertime in particular, it's a great place to come. We've designed some of these exhibits specifically for children. So come spend a few hours in here, walk around, look for the animals. These are the little animals in our world, frogs and lizards and snakes and salamanders. Those are the things that they hide as part of their normal daily routine. So look around, take the time, stop, pause, and just enjoy.
Any other big zoo information we ought to know about?
Well, we are welcoming the dinosaurs this summer to the Buffalo Zoo, so OMG Dinosaurs is well on its way. We invite you all to come out and see that and experience that. Also, Boomerang Island, Birds from Down Under, has returned this year. So there's a lot of exciting things going on this summer at the zoo, and we'd love to see everybody.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.